Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December the 18th, 2007. Death toll in Gaza hits 12 as the Israeli government decides to step up attacks in the coastal region, while in the West Bank, one Palestinian killed by undercover Israeli troops. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli sources reported on Tuesday midday that the Israeli government has decided to step up attacks on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian sources said that the death toll in the coastal region by midday today has reached 12. The Israeli army claimed that the recent attacks come in response to Palestinian homemade shells fired from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns. A total of 9 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Monday. 4 were killed late Monday night, following an airstrike several hours earlier that killed 3 Palestinian resistance fighters of the Islamic Jihad armed wing of the Al-Quds Brigades. That strike came shortly after a leader of the Al-Quds Brigades, Majed al-Hazin, and his aide were killed during a missile strike on their car in western Gaza City earlier that evening. Medical sources reported that the bodies of those killed reached the hospital dismembered, and some children were among 5 of the people injured during the airstrikes. On Tuesday before noon, Israeli gunboats shelled a Palestinian police station in Rafah City, located in southern Gaza, killing 2 Palestinians and injuring 4. The Gaza-based resistance factions vowed to avenge the killings. Leaders of Palestinian resistance in Gaza, during radio interviews, sent out calls to resistance groups to turn off their mobile phones in an attempt to foil Israeli electronic tracking and to stay out of vehicles. In the West Bank on Tuesday, during a pre-dawn military operation by Israeli special forces, a leader of the Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, was killed by military gunfire, and another 2 were injured in the north and west bank town of Kabatia. Sources of Islamic Jihad named the leader as Tarek Abu Ghali, a leader of the Al-Quds Brigades in the north of the West Bank. The leader was killed when undercover special forces of the Israeli military ambushed him in a car holding a Palestinian license plate and rained the leader's vehicle with heavy gunfire. The medical condition of the other 2 injured Palestinians is still not known, as they were abducted by the undercover forces. The Israeli parliamentary bloc Peace Now movement issued a report on Tuesday documenting the Israeli continued settlement activity in the West Bank. The report shows that the Israeli government continued to build homes inside Israeli settlements in the West Bank and demolished at least 8 Palestinian homes after the Annapolis conference held in Maryland City, USA in late November. In Annapolis, the Israeli Premier Ehud Olmert and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas agreed to restart peace talks based on the US-brokered Roadmap Peace Plan. The Roadmap Peace Plan demands Israel to stop all settlement activity in the Palestinian areas in addition to halting all attacks on the Palestinians. In return, the Palestinian Authority, headed by Abbas, will dismantle all armed Palestinian resistance groups. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Caroline Jones and Ghassan Banoura.